News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 208. Beautiful day here in Minnesota. Sunny for those of you who are loving this summer weather. Going to keep on keeping on for a couple more days. So I hope you're happy with your warm weather.
We're happy. Okay. We're very happy.
Okay. Just checking. You're very happy about the news that is the big news today. The Pohlad family announcing the intent to explore selling the Minnesota Twins. They heard you, everybody. They heard you, Twins Nation. They heard you grumbling and complaining and said, lousy Pohlads, if they weren't so cheap, we'd have a better team and we'd be a contender and we'd make playoffs again this year. Oh, they heard you. So that's it. You scared them out. Now what are you going to do?
Find out how green that grass is on the other side, perhaps?
Yep. That's the thing. You don't know.
I have no idea.
What is the saying? The devil you know, the devil you don't know.
I think you got it.
Something like that. Devil in the details. Devil went down to Georgia. I don't know what it is.
Devil's advocate.
Devil advocate.
Devil's food. Let's just keep going.
Devil's lake.
Yeah.
The devil's candy.
Like devil's candy?
I don't know what that is.
I think you've just made up a new idiom. Go ahead.
So the Pohlad family. All right, you guys wanted this, Twins fans. I've been hearing you. I've been seeing you grumbling. I know you wanted this to happen. Which is such a. This is what's sort of weird about this story is that all the Twins territory folks have been saying, heck with the Pohlads. They don't care about the team. They're being cheap. They must not even want to own them anymore. And so now this news seemed to like really come out of nowhere for everybody.
Yes, it did.
It did. And then everyone's flabbergasted now. They're like, what? This scenario that you all have been apparently wanting for quite some time is playing itself out. Well, now what are we going to do? Mr. Smarty Pants? Who's going to run the team? Is it going to be a local ownership group? Is it going to be a A-Rod, Mark Lorry type situation that tried to and appears to be failing to buy the Timberwolves?
Doesn't look good for them.
No.
Doesn't look good when old Glenn Taylor says, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
I don't think so.
By the way, have you seen what this team is actually valued versus what you're going to pay me?
Yeah, just maybe pump the brakes on that. So would A-Rod and Mark Lorry, since they are not apparently things aren't looking great for them on that, would they shift their focus to your Minnesota Twins?
I'm not ready to put my eggs in that basket.
I am not either. I am not. That would be a long shot to me. That would definitely be a long shot. But when you start to think about who out there could be in the market to buy a professional sports team. I know there are in some of the markets, it's sort of a group that owns the baseball team. It's not always like a rich family, like people sort of think of, like if they think of the Wolves or
Glenn Taylor, he's the owner of the Wolves and Lynx, but he's got several investors that have pooled their money together and they've got a piece of it. But you know, Glenn's the principal owner and he runs the show.
So who would we be happy with? Would we be happy with a group of out-of-towners coming in and buying our team, running it the way they want to run it? Maybe moving them? Doubtful, but that's some of the things we're hearing from you guys on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. I've seen some of you are commenting. You're worried about that. I don't think that would happen, but
no.
I don't know.
Not anytime soon. Target Field is still fairly new. The Twins do well enough. The market is a good enough size.
For sure. And a beloved team.
Yes.
But if you put together a couple more seasons where the baseball's just meh, do you start then to have an emptier stadium?
Are you saying a new ownership group from out of the state somewhere is going to come in and purposely tank the franchise? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't say that at all.
Sounds like what I'm hearing you say.
I did not say that at all. However, I do recall one of the most fantastic baseball movies of all time that happened to run along that plot line, Major League.
They weren't out of town, though.
They weren't out of town.
But sick of living in Cleveland, but, which I get.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. But, they had the owner gal, and they had to pull the sticker off her every time they won a game. And, they were this ragtag group of guys. What a great movie. I hope I hope what happens with the Twins is nothing but positive. And I as much frustration as people have had with the way this season ended and maybe the spending or lack thereof that the poll ads have shown, I don't see a lot of hatred for them, or I haven't seen a lot of that feedback coming in today on the talking text line that people are mad at them. It's like they had a good run and, great. And, but okay, let's move on to somebody who's more into it.
Yeah. I struggle to see how it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Poleds have plenty of money.
Yeah.
And they did put money into the team. Now there's certainly arguments to be made whether this year, previous years, that they could have put more into the team.
Yeah.
But, it's always very easy to spend other people's money. I love spending other people's money.
It's fun.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And they're on the hook for the money that's spent.
Right.
I'm not. You're not.
Yeah, it's
Bob
easy,
up
it's
in
easy
section 303.
Absolutely. It's easy to say, let's pay Sonny Gray whatever he wants.
And it is still a business.
Yep.
And, it's not like they got into it to lose money. I assume people that go into business, certainly now, to buy a sports franchise, it's not their main business.
Right.
You don't make your money in professional sports.
Yep.
You get into professional sports because you have a ton of money. And so
it's a passion.
Yeah.
Thing.
You jump into it because it's fun. It's fun to own a team.
Yeah.
But still, you have to be at least somewhat reasonable with the amount of money that you're spending on it. And so, I guess if, can it be a little better? Sure. Is it going to be, the new owners of the Twins are going to come and just outspend the Yankees and Dodgers and
of course not.
No, of course it's not going to be that way. So I really struggle to see how it's going to be a whole lot different. When we talk about just simply payroll of the team.
Does Craig Leopold have enough money around to have two franchises in the city? Could he have enough wild money laying around to buy the Twins too?
I don't know. He might be too. I think he's too crazy about the Wild to be able to pay attention to the Twins.
Yeah,
too.
Not too much going on.
I mean, you talk about the outer towners. I mean, we seem to love the Wilfs.
Yeah,
they've put a ton of money into the Vikings, a whole brand new facility for heaven's sake. Got a stadium done.
Glenn Taylor got a new value on his Timberwolves. Maybe he's got a little extra money he'd like to pop into the
Twins. There you go. That might help.
Kind of just have the whole area down there.
They have that whole block. Change them all. Taylor Center.
Taylorland. Taylorville. Why not? So for fun, I used the internet. Let me rephrase that. For fun, we asked the WCCO News Talk research staff to come up with a list of names for potential local families out there who would have the dough, theoretically, to get into this, the whole pro sports franchise.
That staff did a great job.
They really did. They really did. One of them on the list is my employer, Hubbard Family.
Could you talk to Stanley?
I do see him from time to time.
Is he a ball fan? I don't know.
They do support a lot of great local organizations and do so with no fanfare. And, I don't feel I'm close enough with him to be able to ask him this.
Come on. You can just float it his way. Concerned parties, interested parties want to know, Mr. Hubbard, have you ever considered buying a professional baseball team? Perhaps one that's just a few miles.
Just out of curiosity. One that also happens to be looking for a TV station to air its games.
What do you say?
I don't know. Okay, that completely unfounded, just to be clear. Mark Davis and family. So Mark Davis, Davis Co., and then the siblings who have Cambria.
Yep.
That's a name.
I mean, the Cambria showroom's right downstairs.
They've got the dough.
Nice countertops.
Very nice. Think of how wonderful the countertops. I bet you half the countertops at Target Field are probably Cambria anyway.
I think they are. I think they've done a lot of advertising with the Twins over the years.
This one's Bill Austin, Starkey.
Hmm. Okay.
Again, completely spitballing, just coming up with names of affluent local families.
Yes.
Who could theoretically have the dough. Hey, who do you guys think? 651-461-9226, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line. What do you have to say about it? Oh, here's one. There are rumors that the TNL group might be interested. Trump and Lindell. I think this person's being, I don't think they're being serious. Trump and Lindell would make sense. Comfy pillow seats and the biggest crowds on record.
That's true.
TNL Stadium.
Yes, we'd be sold out every night. People might leave by the fourth inning, but they would have been there, which is good enough.
Biggest crowds. Richard Schulze. Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
We know they definitely have the money. And this one's come up a couple times, including from some of you here on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, the Cargills.
I like that. In fact, I think since it didn't work out for them in Duluth, they should just start buying up homes around the Minneapolis area so we can start, asking around.
Kathy Clark Cargill was.
Yes.
She got herself in a bit of a PR pickle up there.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. this one I thought about. I don't think I would suspect they don't have the dough, but talking text line, Bill Murray and Bill Veeck. Or Bill Veeck.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah. I don't think Veeck's got the. I think they're pretty happy doing what they're doing, right? But I don't think.
Yeah, the Veeck's are out of the Saints now, I believe, right? I think they're.
I thought they still had some other interest, though, in other teams, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I think they do. They're still, kind of. They're around minor league ball.
Yeah.
That'd be quite a jump to get back into the big leagues.
Did you watch that off topic? But did you watch that the Veeck documentary?
I did.
It was so good.
The patron saint of baseball.
It was so good.
Netflix. Yes.
It was really enjoyable.
Absolutely tremendous.
Really fun insight into that whole fiasco and with the was it Chicago where it happened?
Yeah, disco demolition. Him talking about his dad and his dad being the master promoter and then him learning at his dad's feet and being the one who. Came up with the idea for Disco Demolition, and sorry, Pops.
My bad. Let's see. Walzer. The Walzer Automotive Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
The Walzer Auto Group.
I think they might need a couple investors to help
out.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen their books, obviously. Nor have I seen any of these people's books.
That's what you said. We're spitballing here.
Hey, TV guy who knows absolutely nothing about anything. Come take a look at these books and see what you think. Should we be able to buy the Twins? Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. You don't know what you get if you get somebody else here.
It would be obviously it'll be interesting either way, but to just get the feeling of the fan base, when we first hear, hey, these are the this is the people, this is the guy, this is the gal, whatever that we intend to sell to. What that reaction is going to be, whether it's local, whether it's, I would assume more than likely, somebody from out of town.
Yeah. I know. If I were a betting man, I would say it's an out-of-town group.
Yeah, it just makes more sense. There's a lot more people out of town.
More money around.
Have that money that can drum up the investors and the handful you threw out.
So Polak goes in front of the media in a couple weeks ago and announces the ownership is happy with Falvey and Rocco, full confidence in them. We now know they'd already decided to sell the team. I think that was Bush League. The new owners should make those decisions.
Yeah, but new owners aren't going to be in place before the end before the start of next year.
I mean, you wouldn't think unless this is a deal where something's it's already set up, and this was let's come out, let's do this news conference today. or not news conference. Let's put out this press release today and then get it out there just like that. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, you're making the announcement, and it's a done deal.
Yeah,
which could happen.
Yeah, if you got somebody paying in cash,
right? Well, one of our listeners earlier offered $800 million cash, just like that.
Wow,
I didn't check that person's books either.
No, get on that.
Somebody needs to do that. All right, more to talk about. We appreciate you listening today. News Talk 830 WCCO.